We are live.
Ooh.
Okay. Welcome back to This Might Be Toxic. We have our first guest on our podcast, and I am so excited. I'm a huge fan.
Aww.
I'm the biggest fan. We have Mr. Fruity and Feral.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day of the week.
Gage.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc in here, so...
Tea time.
She's a low key. I thought we could do introductions like AA meetings, be like, hi, we just introduce each other throughout the table. I thought that would have been fun.
Well, I always feel like inferior because you don't drink. So I'm always like the sneaky one. But now that Gage is here, I have one of my people here now.
I do not feel ashamed.
On camera now.
I'm jealous of you, honestly. I really am.
We were talking about this and it's like, I just don't want to be the sober guy because I don't like... Sobriety is very good for you, but it's not fun. I think that's a farce. It's a lie that we all tell ourselves to say that we really enjoy doing nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like we all put our time in, though, so I feel like we all have individual stories, and I want to get into those.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna be our first episode. Like, okay, what's the... I want to do, like, what's the worst alcohol that's ever... Like, you say personally victimized, and I love that shit. So What's one that's everybody's personally victimized? Like, really fucked you up. Like, this is a bad day. And why?
Probably Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Oh Jaeger bombs. Oh my.
That's a good one.
Gosh.
That's a good one.
And I don't do them anymore.
But what was the cause?
We were going to this concert, and I can't remember. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember. Everyone, Corey Smith. Do you guys know who Corey Smith is? He sings like. I can't even think of his songs right now, any of them right now. But
it was all the Jaeger. It was all the fucking Jaeger.
It was a Corey Smith concert. And
my mind's
just,
a blank.
We were just chugging in the back seat.
Yeah.
Chugging. I get there. I'm so drunk. Don't remember any of the concert. I think I might have peed on myself a little bit.
Hell yeah.
It might have happened. I don't know. But my friends didn't talk to me for like... 3 days, and finally they're like, do you know how much of a degenerate you were?
How was that anxiety when they didn't talk to you?
I was like, what could I have done?
What went wrong?
That was years ago, though. Years ago, okay? Freshly, like, 21.
Yeah.
Long time ago. I'm 29 now, but I haven't drank Jaeger since then, and I don't think I ever will.
No. What did you do?
Yeah.
Why did they not talk to you for 3 days?
You know what? I think I've blocked it out. I don't really remember.
Drinking into trauma is fucking, that's gold medal.
Forgetting is a gift.
It was not good, y'all. It wasn't good. So I just like, I'm like, okay, so I can't have Jaeger.
Yeah.
Can't have Jaeger, which is not a bad thing because it's not good. It's really not good.
I had a good, Jaeger's fucked me up a few times.
What's yours?
Alcohol poisoning was bad, but that's not my worst. The one that was the worst was when I stopped drinking. It was Rumplemintz.
Oh my God.
Rumplemintz.
That's the devil.
That's the devil. Whoever made that drink, fuck that person.
Oh, that's just, no wonder.
Why does it, the bottle looks like it's fucking made in Auschwitz. Like it's a fucking bad, dude.
Whoa.
No, it's so scary. It's a scary bottle. It is a scary fucking thing.
I understand why you quit drinking if it was because of Rumplemintz. Yeah.
So I went to Dallas, right? And it was my friend Shannon's birthday. She brought all of her girlfriends. So we all just got this Airbnb. We're hanging out. And then I went to the bar. I went to this club with my friend before who was a DJ. And we went to this club and she's like, oh, you're the guy from TikTok. And I'm like, I think so. And then she's like, you gotta meet the girls. Like the girls, and she was super nice. Her name was Heather, fucking awesome, citizen in Dallas. And she's like, whenever you're in Dallas again, hit me up. Like, we'll get you in. I'm like, okay, awesome. And then I'm not like a club guy. I'm dive bar. So it was my friend's birthday. I'm like, let's just do Dallas. Let's go to Dallas. We go to Dallas. She hooks it up. She really gets it. So we get my friend, she comps my friend a bottle, which was really nice. And she's like, but I have a surprise for you. Brings out a full bottle of Rumplemintz. And we were already tossed. So that bottle got, I don't remember what happened, but we went to an after party. Don't remember what happened there. There's pictures of me being carried out by people I don't remember. And we get back to the Airbnb. I'm like falling asleep on the sidewalk. And it was, just, I woke up and it was a whole fucking ordeal. And I was like, I really gotta, I've been doing this for years. This has gotta.
It's time to cut.
Wait,
it
was
off.
That it? Yeah. Was that the end?
Well, I don't remember anything. I just remember.
How long ago was that?
8 months.
Oh
8 months. It was fucking terrible. You don't sleep on sidewalks. You just don't.
No.
Once a sidewalk is comfortable, you've drank yourself about as far as you can go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've fallen asleep in a grocery store bathroom. That's and then the cops, like, I locked myself in there in the grocery store, and then they called the police because I fell asleep on the floor of the grocery store bathroom.
Which grocery store?
It was in Calabasas. It was Vaughn's.
Well, at least it was Calabasas.
Yeah, makes me feel a lot better. Yeah. Because I was really ashamed of myself whenever I fell asleep at Barstool in the booth. But this, I was so ashamed, and I really haven't talked about it since it's happened. So this really is very helpful for me. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
I was 21.
Was that your worst, though, the falling asleep in a Vaughn's?
Oh, no. The police had to come. The police had to come, like, bring me out, and I was, like, had nowhere to go. I was, like, this was, like, before Uber and stuff, so I tried to sleep on the sidewalk, and they're, like, you can't sleep here. What's your mom's phone number? We're going to call your mom to get you.
If that's not your worst, what's the fucking downfall?
oh, God.
The worst? Oh, God, there's so many bad ones. I don't know.
What was the liquor? What was the liquor of choice?
Oh, okay, honestly, now that I'm older, Fireball really probably, like, I'm getting an IV at the end of the weekend after a Fireball.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah, that's for me too.
I did throw up this last weekend, though, from drinking.
Nice.
I don't really do that much.
That's fucking awesome.
I hope. I haven't done that in over a year.
I love throwing up, though.
Did I? Really?
I just think it makes the morning so much easier.
So much better.
So I will force it. I will be like, come the fuck on.
I just don't get nauseous, really.
Really?
I really don't get hangovers like that.
Are you Irish?
Well, yeah, 90%.
That's all you had to say.
But I don't.
You're
really
90%?
Irish, 10% French.
I'm Irish, too.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah, you're right. And it's just, I don't ever get hangovers.
Really?
No, and the older I get, the better it gets. It was worse
than
I was younger.
It's because I'm never sober.
I mean, but they really, I don't know. I might feel, like, groggy the next day. But like, to have, like, this pounding headache and, like, not be able to move and throw up and be like, I would have to drink a lot to get to that point, I think.
That's what I was going to ask you. So it's like, what's your blackout? You know, like, when you have everything in control and then you just don't?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, like, I love those shifts, but, like, isn't that
Jacob
fun?
In a blackout.
Yeah. No, we'll get to that.
I don't remember any of my blackouts.
But, like, what's your, okay, so do you know, like, your number? Like, when you're, like, you don't do any hard alcohol?
No, I do. I definitely I definitely drink vodka cranberries, double vodka cranberries. I definitely do, but I'm really into my wine right now.
I mean, that makes sense.
Very much into my wine. I just like the way it makes me feel.
We were talking about
now,
that.
Now, when I go to the bar, like, whenever I'm at, like, Barstool, I'm getting a double vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time. That's my drink of choice. It's always going to be vodka cran. I love vodka, and I love margaritas, so I love going to, like, a diving Mexican restaurant, chugging margarita. I want sweet and sour, triple sec tequila. That's it. Don't give me that fancy lime juice and all that bullshit. I want the mix and the tequila. That's what I want. Don't, like, try to be like, oh, we are going to squeeze all this lime. No, I don't want all that.
We would have been a force together.
Well, now I get to be a force of them.
Yeah.
You can join us whenever you want.
I'll watch. I'm DD.
So wait, you're never going to drink again?
I don't know. I'm just, like, on this point where I feel like...
One day at a time.
Like, she's seen me fucked up, and, like, I feel like a lot of it, the attachment to it was like,
he's
fuck.
He's crazy. He's insane.
I'm just not the same dude.
No, you're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I'm a good dude, though. I'm a fun drunk, but it's like, I just feel like... I'm so
you're like, no.
I'm so attached to the nostalgia and all the good times that I had. And I'm like, man, I think I can hang that jersey up, though. Like, I did it. You know what I mean? Like, I got as fucked up as you could possibly get. Like, I almost died.
The first time. Okay, so the second time I came to Nashville, it was the first time I'd seen him in years. And I came to stay with him. And we did, like, a 48-hour bender together. And
48 hours?
I left him on Broadway because we lost each other.
It was a ditty party of alcohol.
It was.
Say less.
Nobody stopped.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So have you guys heard of this bracelet that people do? So I had this one girlfriend that was really trying to, like, control her drinking. Okay. So she found this bracelet online that has beads on it.
Okay.
And, like, every time you have a drink, you move one over. So it's, like, an idiot-proof bracelet to where I'm, okay, one, two.
I'd find a way.
Three.
What happens if you run out of beads?
Four.
Because I'm running out of beads.
So, like, she would tell herself, like, okay, I'm only doing 3 beads tonight.
That's when I'm going to do 10.
It did. Come to find out that shit don't work.
No. You know,
I'd be like, fuck this.
Give me a shock collar. That might work. If you put me in a shock collar, then I might. But a bead?
Mind you, this is a 30-year-old woman, and she told me about this. She just really wanted to control.
Thing. Well, tell her to get a shock collar, because that'll work. But a bead? I'd throw that beaded thing off.
Yeah.
See ya.
She's picturing, like, I fucked up. I fucked up. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. 3.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, my God.
The cups just keep getting bigger. It's like, I've only had fucking 2.
All right, I'm roofied.
I pour my drink stronger. The more drunk I get, I'm pouring them stronger. I'm like, that's not going to do. Let me just pour a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm like, can you taste this? I'm like, it's pure vodka. I'm like, I ain't got it yet.
Yeah.
There's more in there.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do vodka ice cubes, too? Because I'm just not getting it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's it's a time. So... Fuck. When did you, okay, so you started content. What was like, what brought you into it to be like, this is what I want to do? Or was it, you said, like, what was your
process? I mean, I've always wanted to be an entertainer and entertain people since I was probably 2 years old. My parents always said, he's going to be famous some way, somehow. He's going to do whatever it takes because I just always talked center of attention all the time. That's what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And because I just love making people laugh. So I was like, I came home one day after being out and about with some friends, went to Cilantro's, got some margaritas, and I just stuck my phone on the wall. My hair was crazy. I looked a mess. And I was like, I blacked out at Cilantro's after having 3 pitchers of margarita. I said, I've woken up. I look like a damn cockatoo. And this is my life. Thank you. And
so relatable.
It just went viral. And I go, I was like, this is how I get to entertain people. This is going to, okay, well, let's keep blacking out. Let's keep making that content. If this is what the people like, let's give it to them. So it just snowballed. And then I did the Chili's video, and the Chili's video went viral. And then Taco Bell Cantina went viral. And it's just been one thing after another.
What was the Chili's video?
I said, have you guys ever been blacked out at Chili's? Because I had 6 Presidente margaritas at El Nino, and it just went viral.
Yeah.
Just the whole Chili's. And then I kept making Chili's videos. It's funny because people will see me on the street and they'll be like, oh my God, it's the Chili's guy. And I'm like, the Chili's guy? Well, Chili's, I will take my check because you have not paid yet. So I'll send you an invoice.
Who doesn't love some fucking Chili's?
We've been talking about going to Chili's.
Well, we used to do this thing, and I wanted to put it on YouTube. I don't drink anymore, though, but it's like we wanted to do the Dollarita. Remember when they had it? Was it Applebee's or Chili's?
Oh, Applebee's had it, too.
Applebee's, ooh-wee. Dollarita. So we wanted to see how many. So you get like a bunch of friends, and we wanted to just see. We used to do this just as degenerates, but like how many can you buy? Like, you know what I mean? And who gets fucked up the most? Like, you're out.
For $20, you can have 20 margaritas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's better than fucking.
Some places don't know how to cut you off, though. Remember Frothy Monkey?
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, you got drunk at Frothy Monkey?
She got drunk at Frothy Monkey.
First of all, this is what I want to know. That's a skill. How did you black out at
Frothy Monkey?
Who's blacking out at Frothy Monk?
During the day.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, first of all, I want to give everybody the experience here. Frothy Monkey, for those of y'all that have never been, is a bar, but it's a coffee shop first with bar... sprinkled, you know? So to get
lightly sprinkled.
There, lightly sprinkled. It's like
lightly.
It's like, you know, you get a coffee and it's like, you know what else sounds nice? A spritz. We didn't go in there for any coffee.
My friend was in town to preface.
She wasn't even drunk. She was fine. But
that's me. I think
she was drunk.
I was there the whole time, not drunk.
I saw the video of you guys, or the video you recorded of me in the car.
First of all, I just want to know this. What were you drinking?
Aperol spritz.
Oh, yeah. Aperol spritz will fuck
you. Like, it never fucking... Like,
I can't believe I spilled it all over the place and the waiter just can't said...
Dude, over-serving? Fucking gone. Like, it wasn't even like a normal spill to where it's like, oh, shit, I dropped it on the floor. She's just hitting shit. And he's like, let me grab you another one of those. I'm all like, hey, no, listen, pretty privileged, not right now. We're not about to...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. I'm still shocked you don't get hangovers.
Especially brunch.
What's your brunch? What's a brunch story you got?
How much time you got?
Yeah.
We got this time. We're trying to fill
brunch
some voids.
Brunch is where you get the most fucked up.
Yeah.
Because day drinking is just so fun. You feel so happy.
Champagne does something to me.
Yeah.
So, like, we went to Stateside Kitchen, and I got belligerent off of, they gave me, like, all this champagne, like, unlimited champagne. I said, that's your first mistake. That's your first mistake. Unlimited. Don't come with me for bottomless, because I will... We'll do the bottomless. Oh, I'll drink 10 champagne bottles.
I can't wait to do the bottomless.
It's a good time. I had that whole place dancing. I actually ended up breaking my foot because we left there and went to Barstool.
Yep, that's
and
the
I
way
kicked
to do
my
it.
Leg up. Well, I didn't break it, but I sprained it, but I thought I broke it. And I kicked my leg up, and when I did, all my weight came crashing down on my ankle because, man, I felt like a woman came on.
It's a good excuse. That's
and,
a good song.
And that was all because of brunch at Stateside Kitchen.
Well, the fun part about day drinking is when you check your phone and you're like, we gotta go home, and you're like, it's only 6:30.
Oh my god.
You look at your phone and it's only 2.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're like,
that
two?
That kind of makes you feel a little crazy. It's those moments that I'm like, oh fuck.
You know what the worst
part
is? You don't get hangovers, so you can't relate to this, but the worst is when you fucking wake up at 3 a.m. and just you're already the hangover is full effect at 3 a.m. You haven't even gotten all your sleep done yet.
Well, here's the thing, because after I have another drinking, I'm gonna sleep. I'm gonna sleep 8 hours, and if I get that full 8 hours in, I'm not gonna be hungover.
Well,
but
yeah.
I also make sure I drink at least like 3 bottles of water before I go to bed. So I stop drinking, and then I'll drink a shit ton of water and make myself stay up, and then I'll take 2 Tylenol, 2 Advil, and then I'll go to sleep. So that
Whoa.
Water, yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's it. You gotta hydrate because you dehydrate yourself.
Don't do
when you
Tylenol
drink.
Though, man.
Tomorrow,
Why?
Me.
You gotta do Advil. Tylenol. So acetaminophen gets processed through your liver, and so people have died from Tylenol. You gotta take an Advil.
Well,
Advil
goes through. If I'm tylenol. Dead tomorrow, you'll know why.
Well, you're doing fine. You're just a fucking animal. You're my hero, honestly. I won't sleep. I won't sleep. I'll just be like, let's just fucking run it, right? And then
I'm not running.
Put Adderall in the mix. I'm fucking a freight train.
People think, I mean, it's funny because I'll go out and people think I'm doing the most, and I'm like, no, it's just alcohol. Because, like,
I'm just that
wine,
good.
No, wine is like a drug. To me,
oh no, wine
because it gets me going. I'm like, oh, let's go.
Did you say
let's
wine go. Is like a drug?
Yes.
That's called addiction.
But it's like, as in it makes me feel euphoric. It makes me feel,
Hi, my name's Gage, and anyways.
This whole time we thought alcohol was not a drug, this whole podcast. It's just liquor. I don't know why.
It's legal.
It's
Anyone
not,
can buy it that's over 21.
Which almost makes it worse.
Well, prohibition must have been a motherfucker.
Oh, I wouldn't have survived.
Oh.
Oh, I'd be in prison. I would be like, give me the bottle.
The parties
give
must
me the
have
bottle.
Been so fun, though.
Yeah, I know. Prohibition. Don't even.
They had to legalize it because people were probably dying from withdrawals.
Probably
so
were.
Like, ooh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, people were definitely
they
dying.
Had to
they had to legalize it.
No, that was peak people trying to pretend sobriety was fun. They're like, this sucks. Yeah. Even the politicians were like, we got to go back.
Well, the most, like, if you, so have you ever had a DUI?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Pussies. Ran away from my car.
So what they make you go to alcohol school, right? And they just teach you everything horrible. Like the whole point is like to turn alcohol into a villain.
Mm-hmm. that wouldn't work for me.
Yeah. Clearly.
Still a superhero.
And they just tell you all the statistics about alcohol, and like I guess the people that are the biggest jobs of like the most alcoholics are like politicians, doctors, and people in law enforcement. Those are like the biggest alcoholics. Isn't that
really?
Crazy? Yeah,
that kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah,
because I mean, imagine some of the things
doctors
see.
Though, bro.
Yeah, well, it's scary.
You're coming in hungover to do brain surgery.
Well, like, I have a lot of nurse friends. Well, let me not even go there. But
I got you.
But I'm like,
I hear nurses are crazy.
Oh, every single nurse friend I got, they're wild.
And firemen are crazy too.
Oh, let me meet a fireman. Let me meet a fireman.
Oh yeah, there's one.
You're a fireman?
I used to be wildland. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think you go my way, buddy. So.
I didn't know that was what the meat was for.
Oh. Gotcha.
Catch me on Grindr tomorrow. I just want to see if we match.
Well,
he was really cool.
Jacob, I've known this about you for a while. This is why Gage is on.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Okay. Thank God we got that out of the way.
It's a setup to get you to come out, bitch.
Oh, it's hard, but you got this.
Episode 7.
I thought he would make you feel really comfortable about it.
During Pride Month, too. What a fucking time.
Perfect. It's perfect. So symbolic. You've quit alcohol. You've come, now you're coming out of the closet. This is a good month for you.
Now that you've come out, maybe you can drink like a normal person.
Not get crazy.
You know what? This is a big moment for me. Yeah. I gotta tell you. Did I ever tell you that I told you my Abby story? Right? Have you been to LA?
Yes, one time. Yes.
Have you been to the Abbey?
No.
The cocaine one when you did meth on accident?
No.
What?
No. See, she just brings up shit, but it's suck a dick. She's fucking up in arms. So I went to the. That was a different time, but.
We've all been there.
Fuck, I've been to a lot of gay clubs, actually. Maybe we're onto something here. No, anyway.
I bet you have.
Well, they were fun because, like, girls go. Like, straight girls go. And if you have a gay best friend, I always say, like, dude, your gay best friend is the best fucking person on earth. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're the best. First of all, every single gay person I've ever met knows how to fucking party. Like, no tomorrow.
Well, that no tracks. Fucking tomorrow.
Is the term fag hag offensive now?
No, not
okay,
to me.
Because I was a fag hag. Everyone knew me as the fag hag in high school. Is it offensive?
I'm not offended by it at all. So, and I'm gay, so I'm not offended at all.
I'm newly gay, so I'm not offended either.
He didn't even know.
He didn't even know.
But that, so I went to that club, right? And then I went with like my girlfriend, her friends, and then like they had their gay friends, and they were super cool people, and it was like a good time. Like, you know what I mean? The club was cool.
The Abbey,
but,
right?
Yeah, the Abbey. But they had like, you know, a little bit of the devil's dandruff in there, so I don't have to edit this on TikTok for 6 hours. A little bit of the devil's dandruff. I'm like, I'll go partake. And then I went to the bathroom, and this is the first time I ever felt like, I'm like, this is what a bad bitch feels like, right? So I went to the bathroom, got caught. They kicked me out. I walked back, and they just let me in front of the line. There's a line. I'm like, pfft.
That's happened to me back in my long time party days, back when I was 21, same situation happened to me, but I didn't get back in.
I'm telling you, I was like, no one. I'm like, I fucking girls got it. I'm like, maybe I just start coming here to drink. I got so many free drinks that night. I mean, I was straight the whole time, but you know, they were trying to drink me gay, and it was. I appreciated the offer.
He said, I was straight the whole time, just to be clear. Yeah.
He remembers.
That is so funny.
We all get a little gay after a few drinks.
You know, it happens. It happens.
I did it.
I'm gay all the time, so I don't get a little straight when I start drinking. I'll tell you that. I get gayer.
I think like sex or just anything like that exits the chat when I'm that hammered. I can't do it.
Yeah.
That was another reason I stopped.
Oh, I can.
Can you really?
Dude,
are you a fucking super? Like, what do you take? What vitamins are you on? I need those supplements.
This is his medicine, bro.
Yeah, but we have, this, alone, we have the same anatomy. Like, so to think that works off of how much you, because mine,
I'm sorry, Jacob, that your life sucks.
It does.
Sorry,
it does.
He's having a great time.
God was
saying
he can
get a boner and get wasted and black out.
This is where the podcast goes a lot of the time.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't do it. I've tried my fucking, no pun intended, my hardest. Nothing fucking happens, dude.
From what you remember.
Well, then you can just cuddle.
Maybe if there was a guy in your bed, you could do it.
See, she's going to run with this. She's a dick. And then she's going to run with this forever.
Oh, well. I always say you never know if you're gay or not unless you try it.
This has gone in a complete different circle than I've, because I'm the only one that's like, here, like.
That doesn't like dudes?
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh? Taylor, how you feeling over there? Straight as an arrow?
I'm on your boat.
Okay,
I see a little gayness in his eyes.
It was spit.
I see you, bro.
He really liked those poop stories we told, so.
I don't know what that has to do with gayness.
I don't know. People like, gay guys like butts.
Well, it's Pride. That's why we're talking about gay. It's Pride Month.
Yeah.
So.
It is true.
Y'all like the booty,
and
bro.
The gay clubs are fun, so you probably had a great time there.
No, they were awesome. I remember the next morning, I like spilled some shit on my pants, and I was like, fuck, like I love these jeans. And they're like, well, take them off. We can wash it for you. And then I just took them off. I wasn't thinking. And they're like, I wish it was that easy to get a straight man to take his pants off like that every time. I was like, oh, shit. It was a good time. But they got my fucking stain out for damn sure. I will say that.
There you go.
Watched a gay man drink Patron and chase it with Chips Ahoy.
Oh.
It was the coolest gay thing I've ever seen, though.
I've never done that. Not Chips Ahoy.
But what is it? Like, what is it? Like, the gay community, like, y'all just fucking party.
Okay,
y'all
wait.
Y'all fucking rage.
Well, because we have a lot of trauma.
Do you know? Okay, we talked about this in our last podcast episode. Have you heard about the gay meetups in Macy's bathrooms?
I've never heard of that, but that does not surprise
me. It's an LA thing. So you said you have Grindr, right?
Oh, I have all the dating apps.
Is there other gay dating apps?
No, unfortunately not. Grindr is disgusting, to be honest. Like, it's just
Do you just, like, do guys go on there and meet up in bathroom stalls?
I mean, I've never done that, and I'm just going to be on the record here say I'm never going to do that.
He gets all the DMs after this podcast.
I'm sure there is a gay, I don't have this one, but I always see it, and I've heard stories from other gay guys.
His hands are
red. I don't have it. I really don't. You'll never find me on there. It's called Sniffies.
Okay, yes.
And Sniffies I've heard of this. And they have meetups.
Sex parties and stuff like that.
I'm like, are you, I could never do that. Yes. I just could never do that. It's already hard. First of all, it is already hard to be a gay male in Nashville, Tennessee. I would not want to go because what if someone beats your ass? Or what if, you know.
That's smart.
And that's happened.
See, I've thought about that.
That's happened to me about 10 years ago is I got jumped. I met a guy. It was on. Off of Grindr, go to meet up with him, pulls on a mask, and beats the shit out of him.
No fucking way. That's
fucking dumb.
Yes, so that's why. So I'm like.
Okay, see, that's what I always thought. Like,
I'm traumatized. So I'm like, these younger gay kids are going and just meeting up and going to these parties and stuff, and they have no idea that the person on the other side could be a hater. Could be like baiting them
literally
to kill them or beat their ass.
Yeah.
That's actually terrifying. Good information. See,
it's terrifying. So. Since we're on the app, talking about the app,
I wanted
to make sure to just say, be careful out there, kids.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I always thought that. So I have a couple gay friends that have that Sniffies app, and they'll go, and it's like it'll be like party, and the caption of the thing will be like, leave your clothes at the door, no condoms, all the things, and they walk into the house and just take their clothes off, and it's like a gangbang.
You'll never catch me on that app.
And it's so unsafe for so many reasons, but like. I've always thought about that. Like, what if you meet up with a fucking hater and they fucking kill you or beat you up? I mean, same with prostitution, escorting.
Yeah.
You know, like, escorts will get called and then they'll get
killed. It's scary. I don't want to meet up with anybody unless I need to FaceTime them.
Yeah.
I need to know their
backstory. Do your research.
Yeah, and I'm not really, I'm out here looking for love. I'm not just looking for a late night hookup. Sometimes, now, I'll talk my shit. I'll get on there and talk my shit, but when it comes to the actual meetup, I'm like, oh my God, I have a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work for me.
Yeah. So many guys are gonna be pissed listening to this. You're gonna be like, I fucking knew it.
I know.
I have flowers and everything.
They ain't done shit for me.
Exactly. That is fuck yeah.
They ain't, no man has done shit for me. But I've done it all myself.
Me neither.
Yeah. Dating apps are scary though. Like that's why they have shows like Catfish, even for straight people. These girls, like you hear those fucking 48-hour, what is that?
First 48.
Where girls will like meet guys on the apps and then get murdered the same night.
Yeah. I think the safest dating app is probably Hinge.
You think so?
I think it's the best one. I think that's the best quality.
All the murderers are taking notes.
Join Hinge. No, that's where I want to meet the love of my life. Please don't. I'm actively on there. I just changed my profile picture.
If you're a murderer and watching this, please don't join Hinge.
I just changed my Hinge profile picture.
I like how we're all getting heartbroken during this podcast because what? The fucking now murderers are going to Hinge and I like a nurse and it's all just going down for all of us.
It's dramatic.
That's why we're...
I'm picturing like it was Sniffies, right? Where everybody meets up at these locations.
Oh, yeah.
Don't act like you don't know what it is.
Yeah, right.
You've
Sniffies,
done it.
Right? Sniffies. It was a.
It's like S N I. Yeah, Sniff. I don't know what you said, but that one. His phone starts going off.
I'm picturing.
Oh, it's a very. You would know.
I'm picturing fucking like, what if there was like a meetup in the bathroom you fell asleep
so
in?
It's
what a cool story.
It's a map. Mm. So you just like pull up your location and there's just dots all over the place.
And you pick which party you want to join.
Yep, and then you send a picture of your wiener, and if they approve your wiener, you just go. Am I right?
Or your booty.
Yep, or your butthole. Because that's all, you don't even have to send a picture of your face.
It's not a good app. I don't know how it's...
That's crazy that is an app.
One of my friends met his boyfriend on there.
What?
I know.
On Sniffies?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Are they actively together?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
I won't say his name, but I know you're watching. I love you.
I never would have.
Yeah, they were in a gangbang, and they watch each other bang other dudes, and now they're together.
Banging
together.
Each other.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get past that, everything's pretty fucking.
They're hot, hot guys. But he's on Sniffies. Just
get off Sniffies. Yeah. Get on Grindr. Yeah. It's better. I mean, it's not better. It's, well, it's just whatever.
I need to meet the motherfucker who invented that app. Like, what a sick, like, that's got, that takes
Sniffies,
a,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, that takes a special kind of brain. You know what I mean?
Well, there's not even, first of all, there's not an app. Well, there's not an app for it. It's a browser. You have to go, like, so, like, you can't even, it's not even an app. It's, you have to, like, search it on your phone.
So it's like,
you know what's so scary?
Dark web almost.
Yeah, no. So on Grindr and stuff, some people will not even put a picture up because they're scared.
Yeah.
And you, people will still meet up with each other without even seeing a photo.
Oh, yeah. I'm like no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, let's meet at a coffee shop.
Those people suck, though, because it's always the people that are like, don't involve me, and it's like, you involve yourself. Like, downloading the Grindr app to go beat somebody up is like, you're weird.
You're gay.
You're gay.
You're gay. You're mad gay. About your sexuality.
And you're not even a good gay.
And you're going to take it out on the people who are happy and open out and yeah. about it. So it's just scary. It's a scary world to be a gay man in, I'll tell you that. So man.
I never even thought about that shit. That's so sad.
Oh, it's terrifying.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, we recover.
And you learn. Fuck, man.
Oh, yeah.
You could have died.
Oh, yeah. That experience was traumatic. I mean, I had to go to the ER. My lip was completely busted open. I had to get, like, 12 stitches in my mouth.
Did they ever catch the guy? So he's probably still doing
there
that.
There wasn't a hate crime law in Arkansas when it happened years ago. So, and he ran away. So there was, like, no proof. And he put on his mask. And whenever we went to go show the profile, he had already deleted the profile. And I didn't think to take screenshots or anything.
Well, yeah, you're not. I mean, you're in hopes for love, and then you get some fucking nonsense. That's stupid.
Whoa. Fucking crazy. But you know what? I'm not happy that happened to you, but it's really good to bring awareness to that, because I know dudes that do not care.
I would have
And it's so dangerous.
Yeah. It was actually one of the most traumatic things that's ever happened to me.
Oh, my God.
And I don't really, like, talk about it that much, but it was definitely not fun, but it just made me appreciate life more and get funnier.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
just
all trauma does that.
It was funny because one of my friends said he was listening to the podcast and he was expecting, because of the name, that we were just gonna you know, when there are podcasts that try hard to be raunchy,
yeah,
and it's just like they try so hard to be clickbaity,
yeah,
it's just not. Yeah. I hate that.
You never did it. No, it's always the fucking typical, like, what's the biggest size you would take? And then, like, the girl's like, fucking 10 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're, like, all vulgar with, like, their verbiage.
Yeah, it's always, like, the nastiest.
They're
the
like,
fucking
yeah,
nasty.
You cunt pussy.
I'm going to have to do so many fucking bleeps on this.
I'm like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah. I don't like that.
No. We talk vulgar. It just sounds like it's more like we don't go directly to that.
But we're not. It's just if it naturally comes out, it's like the fucking over theatrics when you're in the bedroom, man.
Oh yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
just be fucking, real.
Yeah.
Just be real.
I love
just
it.
Just be normal.
Yeah.
Where were we at? Okay, let's get back to. Okay, so what brought you to Nashville? So.
I have always loved Nashville. I used to come here whenever I was a kid a lot. And I was like, I think I just want to move to Nashville. One of my best friends lived here. And I was like, I think I'm just going to come there and see what happens.
Yeah.
And so I did. I packed my bags. And here we are, four years later.
What was the beginning story like content-wise and all that stuff?
Well, the first 2.5 years I lived here, I didn't really do any content.
No shit,
really? I tried going to, like, film school out here and I tried to do, like, anything I could just figure out. I was just really trying to figure out what my next move in my career was or
right.
what I need to do. And then, like, I made that TikTok video, and I'd always wanted to make TikToks all through the pandemic. My friends were like, please just make TikTok. But I didn't get it. I was like, what is it, the big hype about this TikTok thing? Finally, I was like, I came home and I was really drunk. I said, but I'm just going to see what this TikTok thing's about. And I slammed my phone up on the mirror and I was like, I blacked out. There. You happy?
And I love that, though.
It went viral and I was like, oh, they like the blackout.
But what's cool about that is you were just being you.
Yeah.
Like, that's the coolest shit. I hate fucking fake TikTokers. Like, I can't stand it. That was one of the reasons I didn't want to do it.
Well, I'm obviously not drinking every single day like in my TikTok, so I'm going to be clear about that.
Okay, good.
Not like every day, but...
We believe you.
But I just really love entertaining and telling a lot of these stories. And a lot of the stories are from whenever I was in college and stuff, too. A lot of them happen now, but I just like to put on this show, and it's so much fun, and it's just, I love seeing so many people relate to it, and dude, so yeah. For me, it's just, it's the best.
I want to know why your videos always come up on my feed when I'm hungover. I'm like dying.
To let you know. You
dying, and I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one.
I'm like your emotional support bestie. Yes. To let you know, you're not alone. I'm going to be there. Let me hold your hand. I'm going to hold your hand when I say this.
The best one.
Isn't that the coolest fucking feeling, though, of like your video gets sent to somebody in a specific state of mind? They're like, you're going to love, like if we just went out for a bachelorette party or some shit.
Were you really hungover in that, or was that really the next day?
That's really the next day.
That's me.
Now.
It is her.
12 million views on that video.
Yeah.
I was like, and so, but what was funny is one of my family members sent me that trend and was like, you should do this whenever you should do this whenever one day when you're hungover. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I can definitely pull that off. And so I did, and it just went insane.
Say less. Say less.
It went viral. And just like this Sauvignon Blanc with peppers in it. I made that video, I made it like 3 days ago, and it's almost at 1 million views, and it's been sent to over 30,000 people.
Such a good feeling.
I'm like, such a cool 30,000 of you are drinking Sauvignon Blanc with peppers in it?
Or think it's a good idea to try it.
Well, take the seeds out, because I didn't. About burnt my asshole.
Wait, I've never done that. What is it?
So you take the Sauvignon Blanc, and then you chop up
jalapenos,
and then you wash the fucking seeds, please. And then
because you'll choke on them.
Oh, it's they burn the.
The and seeds then you are the will hot part.
Shit fire, okay, and have a hang. You'll be hungover and shitting fire. So let me know.
We
how
don't
that
want
comes.
That.
No, it'll be coming out both ends. So
wait, are we talking about poop?
Yes, and we are. And listen.
You ever shit fire before?
I have. Well, me too.
Yeah, we all have.
But then you put them in the freezer, and you let them freeze. The jalapenos freeze, and then you put them in your Sauvignon Blanc.
Ooh, it's like a spicy Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, it's like a spicy margarita of sort.
Did you come up with it?
No.
Oh.
No, everybody in my comments was like, try this. Finally, I was like, okay, I'll try it.
You need to like go to bars and like pitch that drink and get a fucking percentage of that too.
They hate to pay. Everybody hates to pay.
It's always free. I hate free.
Oh, the worst thing is brands will message you and they'll be like, we want you to make 3 videos for us and we're going to send you all this stuff and we want you to make videos. Da, 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 da. I'm like, that's worth something. That's a price. I don't care about the free. I don't want. Don't give me don't give me the free this or that. Give me the money because I'm working my butt off.
People don't get it. It's like weird because you don't understand it till you're in it.
There's a movie quote that's like, you can't pay your bills with cookies, Jimmy.
No, you can't.
What is it?
I don't know.
It sounds like Napoleon Dynamite.
You know what I'm talking about, Taylor?
It's giving Napoleon.
There's a movie where he's like, he's like working and he's getting like cookies in exchange or something. And his mom's like, you can't pay your bills with cookies, Jimmy. And he's having fun.
But it's so true.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like an Adam Sandler thing.
It's Adam Sandler movie, right?
He's over there looking it up.
But then it reminds me of that.
No, because seriously.
You can't pay.
I can't pay my bills with a bottle of wine.
I can't.
We'll send you a box. You can forget about bills. I hate the fucking. So it was funny when I started. So I have I think it's like 89% female following, which is funny because it was, like I said.
Oh, it's from Waterboy, huh?
Maybe it's because used to be a firefighter.
Well, what? No, but it's like.
Like the way you look.
No, but I don't do shit like that. Like, I never wanted to be the pretty fucking guy. Like, I thought it was always so
lame. Maybe
it's
because you're both pretty and down to earth.
Well, thank you. But I think it was like, I just wanted to be funny. Because I'm like, content is king, right? If you don't look good one day, you still got to get out there. Uh-huh. So it's like, I don't want to dress up. I don't want to like fucking look. I don't want to.
I never do that.
Yeah, it's not about that for me. So I was like, but I got all makeup. Like they would say, I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know how to sell this if I did.
Wait, what?
Like companies would send me makeup. Like, can you fuck? I'm like, oh shit.
That reminds me of something that you just said that you can't use that. Yeah. It's funny because I did a brand deal with a vibrator company and they sent me a vibrator and I go, how the hell am I supposed to use this? But they paid me, so I did it, and I was so scared to do it because
my brain just
made.
I know where you went.
I'm like, what do you mean you can't use a vibrator? Oh, because I guess how does a wiener use a vibrator?
Well, They were like, just talk about this and that. But this is a very, it's called Balesa. And like all sorts of celebrities have used it and partnered up with them and done it. And so I was like, okay, well, they're going to pay me to do it. Let me do it. And
what'd you say?
I was just like, if you want to sparkle and shine, use this after you're, if you're hungover, just use this. Brum, brum. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I was like, I literally can't use this. Like, I can't, it will tear my ass up. Like, I can't use that. So,
what did it look like?
I'll send you a picture.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
It's all been used. I'll give it to you.
I'm good.
I'm stocked. I can't fit anything else in that
drawer. But when you said that sending you makeup and what are you going to do with makeup, that's how I felt. I was like, this is actually absurd, but they want to pay? I'm going to do it.
I would take a Fleshlight sponsorship. I think that'd be funny.
I bet you would.
Gives me a reason to stay in my house more.
Ew. Those are the grossest sex toys I've ever seen in my life.
I got one as a gift once and I had to throw it away. It was too much power.
Okay, so like, you know, if you walk into a woman's bedroom and she has vibrators, it's kind of hot. If I walked into a man's bedroom and a fucking Fleshlight, I would be like, you're a serious.
I don't like sex toys in general. I don't. Like,
have you seen the fake serial killer? Have you seen the fake butt cheeks where it's like literally the lower like, half of a person?
Like, I walk into this guy's house and in his drawer he has just like a you fake gotta look ass. It up.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Just like it's in the closet.
I'm like, you're a fucking serial. How do you clean killer. It?
That's what I say.
Like, how do you
clean it? That's why I'm scared of all of it.
Like a vacuum?
The fact that they're made after certain girls' vaginas too.
It's weird.
Okay, and that there's girls that agreed to like I guess it's not the worst thing they've ever done.
No.
But like
I'd get one of my girlfriends. I would do that. I think that'd be cool.
You're so pick me sometimes.
If I had a girl, I'm just saying like.
Just kidding. I know you have Fleshlights in your house.
Yeah, no, I got like six. I just put them in the dishwasher with my mugs. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it seemed like the kind of guy, type of guy who might do that.
How do?
Yeah, right. He didn't wash that shit.
We're on year six. No wash.
Oh, that's almost as bad as veins. that's not it for me. Ew. No, we're not doing that. No, I better never get a boyfriend who ever wants to use sex toys because I will say no.
I don't know.
Here's a fake butt.
I'd say, what's wrong with mine?
What if they ask for a mold of yours?
Well,
like they're like, see, okay, see, fucking A. If I had to leave for a long time, long distance relationship, fuck yeah. I think that's cool. I'm dating. What the fuck is nobody gonna catch me with it?
What's wrong with your
you
hand?
Don't know that.
Why are you gonna stick your wiener in some? Okay, are there guys?
Her ADD is fucking impeccable.
Oh, mine is.
Are there guys that really fuck jars of peanut butter?
I've never heard the peanut butter. I fucked my couch.
I've heard about cantaloupe.
Wait, did you really fuck your couch?
You fucked your couch.
Yeah, I was in like 7th grade, 8th grade.
And you fucked your couch.
You're like, this is a good idea.
So, what?
For any young kids listening to this who are really struggling in junior high.
Did you get rug burn, you freak? No. Was it a leather couch?
No, there's a method to it.
A method?
So when people say fuck your couch, no. Are you like too soon?
My goodness.
Divulge and some fucking 13
year old. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Me.
You're sick.
No,
you're a fucking murderer.
We were in the locker room at the. You're not getting laid at 13, 14, first of all, but your hormones are going crazy. That was a nice couch. Anyway, I got to tell the story. So we're in the locker room, right? And there was one dude that came, like we were just talking, just fucking stupid teenage boy talking. He's like, bro. He was like, so I learned like a trick, right? Instead of just jerking off, like you can.
Wait, a friend of yours told you this?
It wasn't a friend of mine. It was just like, it was a group. Like it was just gym class. We were all tuning in like it was a TED talk.
Were you
right?
All naked?
And
all gym?
Like, oh. So yeah. Everybody went home and fucked their couch that night.
There was a few people. I had a few friends that did it at the same time.
Oh, tell us more. Let's not interrupt.
Wait, at the same time?
No,
were you all on the phone?
Gangbanging the couch? No. What the fuck are you talking about? You go privacy here. You don't jerk off
well,
and call
snippies.
People.
Snippies.
Well, yeah, dude, are you doing it?
Oh my god!
So he was like, "It's very simple," and he goes, "It's easy." This is pre-Fleshlight too, so I think
he's
I got
really
the idea.
Like he's done this and melted.
Yeah,
guys,
no, he's like got it down.
Loves
and,
it,
and he
that poor couch.
Yeah,
poor
dude,
couch.
His
no,
mom goes to sit down on it. The fuck, it's all
the
sticky.
Couch is fine. You're missing the point. You get a fucking Ziploc baggie and you cut the Ziploc part off, and then you fill it with lotion and you put it between couch cushions, and you go to town, and you learn how to do back shots like.
What the? Have you heard of this?
And then you throw.
Normal people have
it. You throw the Ziploc. I was hypersexual as a kid. I saw way too much.
Normal people. Some MacGyver ass bullshit fucking Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong
with you,
bro?
Hang on a second. Hang on. I need to get this straight.
I was young. It was impressionable.
You cut a hole in the Ziploc.
No. You just have to cut the part that seals so it doesn't hurt you. So it's just
I could see how that would be a problem.
What kind of lotion?
And then you just.
No, you just fucking put lotion inside of it or whatever.
Inside the Ziploc.
Yeah. And then you just put the Ziploc between the couch cushions and you push down and you just go ahead and fucking do your thing.
If I came home and my kid was doing that.
Beat that ass.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the couch out. No more couches. No more couches.
It's beanbag city in this house.
No. I'm no furniture. You're sitting on the floor. So now we can't have furniture because Tommy was fucking the couch.
Do you want to tell our guests why we can't sit at the table?
Yeah, because you were fucking the couch. And then I caught you fucking the chair. And then you, what else? You fucking everything.
I have to wash the laundry in the sink. You found a way to do the dryer.
They've made fucking furniture a trend.
Fuck your couch.
That is crazy.
Is that what that saying comes from?
No, it was Rick James from Dave Chappelle.
No, I know.
No.
But was he thinking that?
No.
Well, he might have.
So who thought, how did that kid find out that that was a good idea?
How's he doing?
Is he a fucking inventor now?
Have you checked in with him?
Is he a billionaire?
He probably, because of Fleshlight. Because think about it.
Designed it.
Yeah, who stares? Because I just got the idea, but it takes a very intricate mind to stare at your couch and be like, I can fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that takes some thinking. It's a process.
Like American Pie?
Exactly. But it's a fucking lazy boy.
You fuck a pie. Have you ever fucked a piece of food?
No, I did the...
You had to think about that.
No, but with a girl... I did that fucking... What is it? Is it the grapefruit trick with a girl?
What?
Where they poke a hole through a grapefruit and they like blow you with the grapefruit on.
What's the... why are people...
What life have you lived,
yes,
bro?
Yes, are you okay?
I lived a crazy life.
You don't know... the grapefruit and the fruit roll-ups are the only two things.
Fruit roll-ups?
It's stupid. You just wrap a fruit roll-up.
Where are you learning this? Miami?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
I had a friend who lived in Miami once.
Where are you learning this?
I was a rambunctious little fucker. But it's like, this didn't happen until late. Or like rainbow parties. Nobody did a rainbow party?
I thought we were the crazy alcoholics.
Yeah, wait a second.
No wonder you're sober, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because you're wrapping your pee-pee with
fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups, and you're fucking the couch, and you're putting grapefruits on your ding-a-ling.
I'm sorry, Mom. Rainbow party is like, it was like a... It was a college thing, it's like you have, there's a bunch of girls that invite you over.
Did you go to college?
I went to a few campuses. Shout out to the girl at ASU.
I always dropped out. But
I just went. Same. I just hung out, and people thought I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you look like you would hang out at a college?
Not now. So these girls invite you over, right? And they're like, so, you know when you go to like the free clinic and they'll give you those like colorful condoms or like Durex or whatever?
Yeah.
So they invite a bunch of dudes over and you guys sit in chairs and the girls...
They knew you by first name basis at the free clinic.
They knew you were the grapefruit guy.
I'll take the blue ones.
Grapefruit was years later in my life, guys. This was like fucking 27.
You're the real life Fruity and Pharaoh.
Oh, I'm fucking...
Or fruit roll up and all that good stuff. Grapefruit, you are the real one. But go ahead. I want to know about this rainbow party.
Go ahead.
Well, they just fucking put you in a chair. So each dude gets a different colored condom and the girls like...
And you're all sitting there naked?
Yeah, and the girls get on their knees and just kind of...
See, we're going back to that.
Dude.
You're sitting there...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so it's like a bunch...
You've done a lot of gangbangs, dude.
I have not done a lot
of
gangbangs.
It's rainbow party.
It is not... I have not done a lot of gangbangs.
He said...
Rainbow was... What? Rainbow wasn't gay when I was a kid. Rainbow was for everyone.
Wait, this was when you were a kid?
This was like... Well, fucking what? 18?
It's early 18.
18?
So you really get off on having other dudes in the room when you're banging a girl. Huh?
See what she does every time? See what she does?
I caught it, but I didn't say it. But
you're young. I don't know. Fucking like...
It's exciting.
I've never been to a rainbow party. Use fruit roll-ups.
Who does that? How old were you? 18?
The fruit... Yeah, 18, 17 probably.
Well, how do you use a fruit roll-up?
Oh, it's stupid. You just put the fruit roll... You just wrap the fruit roll-up around you, and then they just... suck the fruit roll-up off so it just tastes better. Nothing happens. There's no benefit to it. There's no benefit to it.
That's extra work.
Yeah, it's just nothing fun. It's like, you know, it's just...
Work.
Now you just dick-flavored fruit roll-up, which nobody wants.
No.
But it was something to try.
Who went to the store to buy the fruit roll-up?
Well, I think she had fruit roll-ups.
Do you think the cashier thought about what you were going to do.
They will now.
I didn't buy them.
If you ever go to get fruit roll-ups here in Nashville, they're going to look at you and be like,
that's the guy.
That's the fruit roll-up guy, if you know
that's
what I mean.
Fruit Loop and Feral guy.
Yeah, he's getting that fruit roll-up rap.
Fruit roll-up sponsors us, our first sponsor.
They should. That's good. And grapefruit.
Yeah, grapefruit.
I've cut down
rainbow.
On
all grapefruits.
I've cut down
all
on the
them.
Drinking, and I've cut down on the sexual stuff. I'm good. I've lived. I'm
did
telling you,
you
I hung
you
up the
get it
jersey.
All out of your system?
I think I've done enough. I'm good. I got it. I got it down. I understand now. I understand.
What's your body count?
I'm not going to go into that.
Oh.
It's no, I just don't want to do that.
He said, I don't want to do that.
Remember episode one? I know you have that number on lock.
I just, a lot of regrets in that number.
He's like 1 billion.
I have a low body count.
I was super insecure growing up,
what
so like
it?
That was my only way.
Probably like 20.
That's not bad. That's fucking actually really good. No, that's really good.
Maybe. Yeah, I
think that's fucking normal. I trip
around.
Out when people, like when they're like, can't be in double digits. I'm all, bro, if you're fucking 30, that means less than one person a year. Like,
yeah.
Realistic. Like, it's stupid.
The months go by fast, too, man.
What about you?
8.
100.
I looked at you like, really? What?
Nah.
Seems like see how this all got awkward as fuck. Just say yep. Seems like we just traveled down the wrong path here.
Anyways, moving on
what
from
if
body
my
counts.
Future boyfriend is watching this. I'm cutting that.
You're fucking. This guy likes to gangbang. Don't date him.
It's different.
You don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend either. But we're looking. I want a rich man, 6'5",
blue eyes,
brown eyes,
brown eyes.
Finance. Yeah. That's what
High
I want.
Five for
that's
that.
What I want.
That was good.
No, I've been single for since I moved here.
I like it.
I've been single for a long time.
It's hard now. Mm-hmm. It's hard now.
The dating scene is awful, especially like here in Nashville.
Okay, wait. Can gay guys join that group? Are we dating the same guy?
Okay, I've low-key wonder that because I would love to be in that.
Like, why can't you? Because I've never seen a guy.
Closer
what?
To the mic.
Oh, there you go. I've never seen a guy, like, on that site. But I was thinking that today because I...
They should let us in there because what if the guy's gay?
Yeah. Wait, why don't...
That would be fucking crazy.
I'm wondering that. I'm like, wow, are there gay guys allowed and are we dating the same guy? Nashville. That shit is insane.
Oh,
it
my girlfriend showed me some of the stuff in there and I'm like,
oh my God.
Shit.
I cannot believe if you post a guy on there, there's a million other girls in this city that fucking fucked him too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Any guy that I've met out here is on there.
Oh,
any
yeah. I mean,
guy
they all
that,
are,
every person I met.
Is there any good men in Nashville?
Have you ever been on a Taylor?
No, I'll see for my girlfriend, but.
She goes on and watch, like looks at it.
Oh, you've been put on there, buddy.
I'm not on it.
Yeah,
you're not
good.
On it.
That's great.
No one's ever put you on it?
No.
Okay.
No. We think that.
No,
think
absolutely
that.
Not.
How long have you and your girlfriend been together?
3 years.
Aw. You guys are cute.
I'm never going to get a boyfriend. Not in this climate.
I think you will.
No. Oh, I think you will. Tried so hard, but I also...
What do you think why do you think you're single?
Well, I also am really, like, it's bad because I have always went for straight guys. Because, well, to me, it's like, it's almost like a race, like
a challenge.
A challenge, but not even just that. It's not even that. It's like, I know that there's not going to be commitment. So that's why I've always went for straight guys. But I'm at the point in my life now where I don't want to do that. If someone is not going to be open with me and love me for who I am and love everything that comes with it, I don't want them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I used to be in this mindset where I was like, no, it's fine. Like, if a straight guy, like, messages me and he wants to, you know, hang out or whatever, I'll do that. But now I'm like, no. If you're not, yeah. If you're straight, we can be friends, but don't you dare try to flirt with me.
Well,
don't you?
They're not straight then. They say they're straight.
Right. And I'm like, don't you do any of that. I'm not down for that. I want a gay guy who's openly gay, but I need him to be a little masculine. He can't be. He cannot be gayer than me.
Okay.
Because I'm like the woman in the situation.
So
I need a masculine man. I can't find it anywhere.
For most gay couples, is it true that there has to be a more masculine and more feminine one, or do you know like two femmes that are like in love?
I think
is that a thing.
I think it just depends on the person, and it's all preference. And
okay.
I don't think that it really matters. For me, I'm at the point even now where I don't even care. Like, I just want to meet a good man who's openly gay, who has ambition and wants to go somewhere in life, yeah. and who doesn't want to just be, because I'm getting to the age where I don't want to go to the clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to drink my wine at home. I want to cook dinner. I like to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't find it in Nashville. I'm like, where is it at? It's not on Grindr. It's not on Hinge. It's not on Tinder. And I don't want to meet my husband in a bar.
I'm beside myself.
I know,
on that
meeting
one,
someone like, at a bar.
Okay, I know it has a negative stigma, but like, what? Think about like all the times you've been dragged out, right? You don't even want to go out, but it's like, fuck, I'm going out. Like that could happen to other people. Like I think I got over it. Where it's like, if you're an active bar goer, then I think I would be more on the fence about it. Like, oh, you're here every weekend. Like, you know these people. Mm-hmm. But if you just got brought out with friends, I feel like meeting somebody because it's such a social environment. Because like guys say that shit all the time. Like, I would never date a girl that I met at a bar. I'm like, you don't know what the situation is. Like, people go out for a drink. People go out to celebrate. People go, you know, it could be a one-time thing. And it's such a social activity. So I don't think I'd judge it on that. Like, I would go to bars with you guys. And even if I'm not drinking, it's like.
I think if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Yeah. I met my ex of 5 years at a bar. You know, and we literally had like an insane life together. And we met one night. I really didn't want to go out. And I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like, my parents will always be like, you're never going to meet a good guy at the bar. You got to go to the gym or the grocery store. I'm like, dude, who meets at the grocery
store? Nobody meets
at
the grocery store.
Like, you know what I mean?
Or and I just. Picking out eggs.
Yeah. Checking expiration dates together.
You both reach for the same carton.
Yeah. It's like.
Maybe I just need to. Maybe I need to go to more gay bars.
I mean, that
are there?
Be it too.
So, what are the gay bars in Nashville?
Oh, I gotta take you one time.
Take
Play
me.
Play Nashville is one of the funnest gay bars here. It is a great time. The gays there are crazy, but I have actually met some really cool gay guys from there who I'm friends with.
Okay,
and they are great.
Yeah,
they're great.
I'm down.
And it's a part. I'm talking. We would have to go like on a Thursday, or now we go on a Friday, but it's packed. I'm talking slam packed. It is so fun.
Where is it?
Church Street. It's downtown.
By 505.
Yeah, it's down in there.
Okay.
It's church. So much fun. Like,
is there drag out here?
Oh yeah, they have. So it's okay. Mm. So you have Play, and it's like the big nightclub, dance club, and then right next to it, and this is all in the same building, you walk over to the drag part of it, and it's a bar with a huge drag stage and drag show. Then you walk to the back, and it's a big patio with a bar, and then you walk to Tribe, which is on the opposite side, which is just a gay bar, like a dive bar.
So it's like a gay street?
No, it's all in the same building.
Oh, it's in the same building.
But it has, like, all these different rooms.
Whoa.
Oh, it's crazy. And so Tribe is more, if you like a dive bar, and you're one of those gays who's like, You don't want to participate in all the young stuff, so you go over to the dive bar. If you were more of a patio slut, go to the patio and vibe. Or if you're a clubber and you like to club, be a club slut.
Hell yeah.
If you're a drag slut, go there. So it's just like, it's different strokes for different folks. Everyone can be happy there.
Yeah,
and then there's Tribe. Tribe is more low-key. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good time. And then Tracks, which is in my neighborhood. In the Wedgwood, Houston area.
Okay.
Huh.
And so, yeah, we have a lot of gay bars.
Damn.
We have a good pride, too. We have a really good pride.
East was fucking, it was crazy to see that much because it was like so progressive when I got there.
Oh, like, East Nashville's.
Yeah. I have a question, like a genuine question. So perfect. Back to dating, right? So I want to do this because what is the expectation of, so as a gay man, what's the expectation of another man as opposed to, like, do you see any contrast, like, when you talk to women, like, about what they're looking for and then, like, what gay men are looking for? Like, what do you feel? Is there, like, big differences? Because I know there's, like, fuck around talk. Like, there's, like, you know what I mean? Like, the 6'5", whatever. But if it's, like, true love, you know what I mean? You're going to fucking. But what does the expectation scale look like? Do you think it's different?
That's hard to say. Like, I don't know.
Because there's preference. Like, and I understand preference. But if you're really looking for love, right? Like, love should be the key indicator. But I'm always wondering, like, for the opposite sex, I'm like, do you think, because the argument, look at the big battle of the sexes we have, right?
Right.
It's like, men are so chill. Men don't give a fuck about this. So it's like, as a man who likes men, it's like, what's the, you know, what's the expectation? Do you think it's a little bit like, not lowering your standards, but it's like, I just want these things. Like, for, like, on a real talk kind of format.
I don't know. Gay men can be so catty.
What's,
I
mean, like, your biggest turn off?
It's hard, right?
It's hard. I don't want to offend anybody who watches
We've crossed that line.
Oh my god! Where are my icks? I don't like fuck boys, So that's obviously ick. But like mannerisms and stuff, I don't want the guy to be gayer than me. Like, be like, oh my God.
Like, you're like, ew.
No. That's fine as a friend. Like, as a friend, do that. But if the guy I want to date.
You're like, I'm gay because I want to fuck a man.
Yeah, I say that every day. Woman, that's exactly what I say.
You're like,
that's it. So like, if my friend talks to me like that,
it's very logical.
It's fine. But a guy who's like, oh my God, you want to go, like, we can go see this drag show and then maybe watch Wizard of Oz later. I'm like, oh, we will never date.
Oh,
we would never date.
Homophobia never in the gay community. Stop being such a twink. Knock it off.
That could be my best friend, but it couldn't be my husband. Because I'm not, I need a man. I want a man to grab me. I want to feel a man touch me. I want to kiss a man. I don't want to kiss a guy wearing lip gloss. I will, if they are my best. No, nothing wrong with that. But my husband isn't going to wear lip gloss.
I think that's just a personal preference.
It's just my preference.
Yeah.
I want a manly, masculine man. There's guys who are really, really masculine that who want a really feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want. They're into guys, but they want a feminine guy. So there's room for everybody to have what they want. Yeah, everybody has a different type and what they want.
Is that the difference between a top and a bottom?
Well,
is that versatile?
You know what? I told my best friend when I got on this podcast, I said, I know this is going to come up.
I'm learning
top,
so much.
Bottom, and verse of it all is going to come up in this podcast. I promise. I said, and what do you want me to say about that?
I'm just curious.
It's hard because a very masculine man could be a bottom.
It's so important for men to be able to express themselves sexually if you can't be yourself, it causes so much anger.
Men should be able to talk about their feelings and be emotional and not have to be gruff all the time.
Yes.
It should be okay for a man to talk about their emotions because if you don't, it literally turns you into a monster.
Yeah.
You end up hating yourself and everyone around you.
It's a fear thing, I think.
Because
dudes don't support it either. I think a lot of dudes need to be more okay with, like, I hate man up, right? Because that was, like, something I was raised on. It's like, man up, like, man up, man up. And it's like, dude, at a certain point, you just want to fucking flip. And you're like, you don't even understand why you're that angry. And it can be, like, the smallest thing that sets you off. And it's very weird. And the sexuality thing, I can only imagine how fucking, like, that's a bummer. It's a real bummer because you get judged so hard.
I mean, incels too, like men that just can't fuck because they can't find anybody. You know, it's like I had no idea until this is maybe bad that I don't know this, but I feel like a lot of women don't know that most people that commit suicide are men.
Yeah, I mean, I
had no idea.
I believe that it's awful. It's awful, and that's something I've dealt with too. Is like with guys is who will be like, I'm in love with you and I like you and all this stuff, and then they're like, but I'm straight. But then they'll do all this stuff that makes you think, you're like, but you're not, you can't be straight.
Yeah.
And they want to hide you from the world, and it's like this, it's just a disaster. I'm like, I always end up feeling so bad for myself, but here lately, I'm like, no, I feel bad for them.
Yep.
I feel bad for you, because I can be myself, but you're out here, like, going back and forth, being like, I love you, but I'm straight, and you're just like, you're so confusing, like, to live in that confusion has to just be awful. I feel
like it takes a lot of work to be yourself, and you deserve somebody that is capable of being themselves as well.
Yes,
you
know what I mean? And that's like, what I want. I want someone who's going to show me off to the world.
Yes.
And we're going to have fun together. We can go to Pride together. We can do all these things together. So I'm finally at the point in my life where I'm like, if you're not openly gay, if you're not just G-A-Y, you ain't got no alibi gay, there's the door. There's the door.
Do you think, okay, so it's like, I think we've taken like this weird, because I think a lot of people are weird in the world now, and I've always found myself where it's like live and let live, right? That's always been my philosophy. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes people happy, fucking they got to do it.
Right.
But my thing is like, what's sad now is I feel like that people use these excuses almost to be bad people or to become bullies in a sense, right? Like you kind of bully other people, like not into a belief system, but it's like, have you ever, like, being gay, do you ever feel like you see gay people and you're like, you're doing it the wrong way? Because I see that in feminism too, where it's like some women are like, I don't like that's because now we're associated with that or we're associated with that. And I feel like the gay community does it really, I think it does it really cool because you guys have your shit that where it's like, this is for us and we just want to make this for us and like, it's okay to be here.
Yeah.
And like, we just want to bring awareness to be like, hey, we're fucking cool. Like one of my good friends is gay and like, you would never know. But he was the coolest fucking guy. Like, he's just straight up a bro. That,
those are the best.
Yeah, they're just bros.
They don't make it their whole personality. Yeah. I don't like it when someone is gay and they make it their whole personality.
That was, I guess,
I'm gay. I'm gay. It's like, we know. We knew. Like, we get, thank you.
Yeah.
Just be... Just, okay, first of all, why does there have to be so much emphasis on gay, straight, bi? Let's just be who we are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And let's just love who we love. That and, like, let's not make this a personality trait. Let's not make it a personality trait.
Why does everything have to be defined? Why does everything have to have a definition?
Exactly.
And if you don't, like, identify with something certain, then you're less than. Because it's so weird.
I hate it. I'm just like, let's just be people.
Yeah.
Let's be people who love people.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Let's stop doing all this.
It's none of your business who I like.
No.
You know? It's like, it's none of your business who I sleep with, who I like, how many people I've slept with. Like, let me live my life, and you should just love each other. Yeah. It sounds so hippie, but, like, it's fucking true.
Yeah, I agree. It's the
I think people have a worst. Lack of identity now. Like, oh, I think you need to find something
I think that's why there's so many labels now, because people lack identity so bad, they have to come up with so many different fucking titles because nobody knows who they are anymore.
No, it's awful.
When I was a kid, the worst thing I had to worry about was, am I preppy? Am I goth? Mm. And I'm not fucking judging anybody, but, like, for kids, it's already so confusing growing up.
Right, and now it's add that to the mix, and it's even worse. That's why it's like... I am, as a gay person, saying this, but don't teach those kids anything like that in school. Don't bring the book,
especially at that age. No, man, just, you're so pure.
Let's do math. Let's do literature. Let's do all those things. Like, let's leave the kids out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's for sure. Like, don't force any of that onto them. It's already hard.
When you're a legal adult, do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
But, dude, let a kids have a damn childhood.
Yeah.
It's already fucking confusing.
They don't get childhoods anymore.
No.
I think about it all the time. I'm like, I'm so glad I had a childhood that didn't have a cell phone. That didn't exist back then. Like, we lived our lives. Yeah. We stayed out till dark. We rode our bikes. Yep. We did all that. And these kids today will never, ever, ever know what that's like.
And the depression is just going to go way up.
It's going to just be worse. It's awful. Like, to think that you aren't going to have a childhood, I just can't even imagine. Because people in the 70s, 80s, 90s, everyone who grew up then, they got to experience a childhood. But come 2000, you were born in 2000. What kind of that childhood? 2010.
Your iPad. And then you have access to, like, too much information.
Everything.
I remember, like, the first time a girlfriend told me how to make out with a guy, you know, now you could just Google it as a 12-year-old. That's weird.
It is weird.
I remember one of the funniest stories that when I was a kid. Do you remember the first story that ever really scared you as a child? I was playing with my neighbors and they told me about Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
That traumatized me for, like, 3 years. I couldn't go into the bathroom with the lights off. I was like, she's here. And when they told me that story, I cried. There was no Google for me to figure out that was a lie.
No.
But it was fun.
Bloody Mary exists and you want to put me in the bathroom with her.
That's how I felt after watching the movie It. I kept thinking he was going to come up my train.
The shower.
Yeah.
I didn't bathe for weeks.
Oh, terrified.
That was
the balloons with the blood in them.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
Yeah, awful. That was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
That was your movie. That was mine.
It scared the shit out of me.
Since we're on movies, I wanted to ask you, so what do you think about, like, making characters get, like, all these switching ups? Like, because I remember being a kid, I don't even think I realized sexual innuendos, right? I was watching a movie to watch.
Oh, yeah.
But here's, like, because the argument is a good argument, but I'm like, I only think adults notice this. Like, it's like, I don't think I noticed, like, if I was a kid, hate is taught, right? You're not born hate. You don't know what the fuck's going on. If somebody was like, I got two dads, and you didn't know shit, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, I, like, okay, like, even just, like, the race thing and all this shit, I'm like, I see where we're going, but I think this is more for our age group. I don't even think kids notice.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be gay to like fucking Buzz Lightyear.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just liked the character.
Right.
And I feel like you're taking away, like, so, like, now you can chat GPT, Santa's not real, and like, all these things, too. Like,
fucked.
There's so many things where it's like, fuck, man, like, I'm so, like you said, I'm so glad I got to be a kid. Because I didn't even think about, dude, when you're five, you're not thinking, like, what your sexual preference is.
No,
you're
you should
five.
Not be, no.
You're fucking five.
Be innocent.
Yeah, and it's like, dude. Like,
they're robbing innocence.
Exactly.
The technology, it's robbing.
You took the purity out of love, too, because it's like when you see two people fall in love, regardless of what their orientation is, like, you're just happy for them.
And when you were a kid, when you were younger, do you feel like the world was a much brighter place?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just more like color.
Color and just brighter. And then the older, now it's just.
Now I have to drink to see that again.
Or garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because it's so, it's just, it's
so.
Everything's scary. Gray. And everything, yes. Even apartments, it's like granite, gray floor. Gray. Granite, gray
There's
floor.
No
granite.
Color. Wait. You should see my apartment. It's cottagecore. Color. Oh, cottagecore. Yeah. Because I'll be damned if I'm gonna have this modern ass like gray and all this stuff. No, there is. I have orange and lime green, and I keep it very colorful because it's so dark.
Yeah. Like as a kid, you're just unaware, and I think
it's a beautiful thing. It's
That's where weird. I get with mushrooms. Mushrooms
That's crazy.
Bring me there.
Oh yeah,
they just make me happy. Like not fucking tripping balls, but it's like if you take like a normal amount, I'm like, oh, everything's so vibrant. Like life is cool.
Life is
like,
good.
Life is good.
When you were a kid and you saw adults, didn't you always feel like they were adults and you were a kid?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now that you're older, do you feel like you're an adult?
No.
No.
I not don't at all.
I don't at all.
No.
Like I feel the same that I did when I was like.
No,
13.
I do too. I feel exactly the same as I did when I was 16 years old.
Is that because that's when we started drinking? And we started
No, but I really
started,
do.
We stunted our mental growth.
I feel like I acted like, maybe that's a problem. Nope. That
I don't think so, man. I
feel like the same human, the same person.
I literally feel the exact same.
I like people that are goofy, though. I think it's because we're all creative brain people. Like when you meet other people that are creative, like that's funny, do that. Or like that's cool, do
yeah.
that. Some people don't have that. You lost. You became so part of the fucking machine that you lost that creative.
Oh,
Do you ever meet people that are your age that have like big people jobs and like they feel so much older than you?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, God.
You're like, I'm dumb.
No, yes, I do. They'll be 28 and they'll be like, yeah, I can't even talk like them.
You know what I mean? Thank you.
I'm like, but they're like, Billy, did you get those invoices and facts? Mary, that. And we told the corporate office that we were going to, these numbers were not matching and we need to bring these numbers back over here. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Bob.
It almost feels like they're cosplaying adults.
Yes.
Like, yeah, did you get the
message? Sounds so fake.
Did you get the message about the IBMs and the RPMs are supposed to go up next week? But I didn't get the
memo.
We
have a meeting on marketing and Bob over at this office said that this is the numbers we have to put. To make budget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whose budget?
I'm there like, y'all ever been to a rainbow party before?
I'm like, here, present.
You think of the biggest word you know? I concur.
Fidacious.
Oh my God, dude.
I learned that from Desperate Housewives last night. Fidacious.
Philanthropic.
Mm-hmm. Being fidacious.
Yeah. I mean, hemoglobin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not me.
I'm thinking of like when you, it felt like that time. Remember when everybody was going, did you go to college?
I did a stint.
I remember there was a time like in high school when everybody was going to universities and going to college.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah. And everybody kept talking about it. Like, oh, I'm taking this is my major and I'm taking like 16 units. And I was like, I don't have shit. I did construction. I was like, I don't have shit going on in my life. And I'm like, fuck, this sucks. And I feel this again as an adult where I'm like, look, that wasn't it because all y'all fucked up. Like, I have friends that went to college that are very successful. I'm not downplaying college. But it's like a lot of them, y'all just went to go fuck around. And then, like, now you have student debt. And I'm like, even when I get feeling weird about myself to where it's like I'm trying something way different, but I'm like, this worked out for you before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you just feel weird because we're in this weird age of, like, late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, where it's like, I got to give an adult something. And it's like, no, you don't. Like, just try something. Give it a fucking shot. Mm-hmm. There's some AI's fucking taking everything now.
Oh, yeah.
Creativity, sales, human communication. You can do those three things. You can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe it'll take a longer time. And it's very fucking, you're on social media. We all know it's very fucking scary because I don't know if this works.
Yeah.
My views are up one day and then they're fucking down the next day. I got 3,000 views fucking and the other video got 3 million. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But it's like you can make it happen.
Yeah.
And it's scary that people forget that. But it's also, both are scary.
Yeah.
Your whole life to be like, fuck, I just worked for this job and got a retirement and now I got 10 years left to live. That was it. I got a couple weekends out of that. It scares the shit out of me. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I'd rather just shake the dice on this.
But even entertainment, though, is not what it used to be. Like, there will never be another Michael Jackson.
No.
Remember when there was, like, five famous people you knew of?
Yes.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
NSYNC, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, now everybody's famous.
Yeah, now everyone. But back then.
I think that's cool, though.
I don't know, because back then, like, celebrities were celebrities because they weren't attainable.
Yeah.
Now you can fucking DM anyone.
I think it shows people that it's possible. Like, I like that. Where it's like, celebrity back in the day, it was impossible. You're not going to be Michael Jackson. You're not going to be Eddie Murphy. You're not going to be Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, oh, fuck, I can, right? I can be this person. I can do that. I know I can fucking do that. You had to have a lot of grit back then. And now I think you just got to have the balls to fucking be like, you know what? Fuck it. I know I can do this. I'm just posting this fucking video.
Yeah.
Half of the people can't do that. Just fucking throw it up there.
I just don't care. It's like I have done it all, and you just I have anxiety now because you brought up student loans, and I have tons of those because I tried to go to college over and over again, but it wasn't working for me because I didn't get it. I was like, I'm not going to sit in a corporate office with these people. I'm too, I want to be creative. I want to be, my dream was always to be on television. I wanted to be in TV so bad. So finally I was like, fuck this. I'm going to make my own TV series. And hence, the Blackout Bestie was
born. I love it. And I love that so much.
And now here we are on TikTok.
It's hard to make people look, it's hard to make people see
I just got tired of it. I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm going to just do it myself. And did.
You never get shit on more than when you're trying to do something for yourself. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody's ever shit on a 9-to-5 until, like, now, because it's like, because I can show you, hey, I made as much as you did and I worked, you know.
I could never do that. I used to get in arguments with my dad because my dad was like, why don't you just get a job where you're gonna have insurance and you're gonna have this, because he was a blue collar, like he worked, like, you know what I mean, and everyone from my small town in Arkansas, 3,000 people, they're teachers, farmers, all that. So I was like, I said, I'm gonna let you know right now, and I'm just gonna tell you, and we're gonna get this conversation over and we're never having it again. I will never do 9-to-5. I will never be a farmer. I will never be a teacher. I will never be a doctor. I will never be any of those things, because it will make me physically sick. I will hate my life. I will come home hateful. I will come home mad. I will not do that. I have to be abnormal. I have to do something that feeds my creative soul, or I'm going to go nuts.
Yep. I think that's beautiful. I don't think a lot of people talk about that and how fucking good it feels to, like when you went viral, right?
Yes.
That first, and it's not the likes, it's not the shares. It's like, this fucking worked. Like, that worked.
And it works. And you get paid for being yourself. I think that is the key to artistry.
Yeah.
Are you like super inspired by any comedian or musician? Who's your favorite? Did anyone ever like?
Comedian. I mean, like Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
No, but honestly, actually, I will tell you who I used to watch so much growing up.
Yeah, who was your childhood hero?
Carol Burnett.
Really? Wiggins? That was a great fucking show. I'm stoked you know that.
Carol Burnett.
She was a beast, man.
I hope and pray to God I can be half of who she is. I just remember I grew up watching. How I got turned on to Carol Burnett was I watched Annie. And I was obsessed with Annie, and she played Miss Hannigan. And I was like, I really like her. And my grandma was like, well, let me show you this.
Carol Burnett show.
And showed me Carol Burnett. And my Nana always was like, oh, she owned a beauty shop. Her name was Loretta. She was like, she always talked. She goes, oh, he's going to be famous one day. I just know it. So I grew up watching Saturday Night Live. Like, my grandpa would be sitting on my grandpa's lap every Saturday, and he would make me watch Saturday Night Live at 10 o'clock when I stayed at their house, because I stayed with them every weekend. So I grew up with Carol Burnett, Saturday Night Live, all those things, and I said, I want to do that someday. I want to entertain people, and I want to make people laugh. That's all I want. That's the only thing I want. And I still to this day, that's all I want. So when I see comments and people are sharing and it's making them laugh and they're sending it to their friend, I feel like I'm living that childhood dream.
Yes, because do you feel felt it so much and it made you want to do it for other people because it changed your life?
Yes.
It's exactly how I felt. Yes. Marilyn Manson was my hero.
Really?
My hero.
Oh, that's
I just wanted to be him so bad.
Oh my God,
yeah,
I love
that. Was
that.
Like my whole fucking life. Like,
did you get to ever meet him?
Yeah.
What? What's the tea?
I can't say.
Oh,
see, she always cobs out.
You're going to tell me after the podcast. I want to know. I want to know about it.
Just for the audience, see how she puts me in every fucking corner, but she gets to the slightest one and she's like, can't do it.
Well, that's
we have been all over the place during this podcast. We have talked about all the things.
I love it.
It's been inspirational, funny, degrading, wild.
Degrading.
You know, it's been all these different things. That is the kind of podcast I wanted to go on, because I like something that's like this.
Yeah.
I never want one of my best friends says, Gage, you need to just be here more often. I'm like, well, not going to happen. It's just going to be like this all the time.
It's good.
Oh, it's just how my brain works. I think that
same.
It's just who I am.
Yeah, it's always good. And then, like, just, I don't fuck couches and do gangbangs. Just wanted to get out.
Perfect.
There. Quit that when I was...
The couch fucking
21.
Was gnarly.
Oh, yeah, it lasted for you really did that to your 21?
No, not the couch thing. Just like the, because like, I don't know, like you say gangbang.
How many times
did
you fuck your couch just before we wrap up?
Oh, not a lot.
Oh, but yeah.
No, I think like.
So what did you do with the lotion bag?
If I felt too weird. You just throw it away.
And your parents didn't find it?
Who's digging through trash?
What kind of lotion did you use?
I don't fucking know.
Jergens?
Probably Jergens. It was probably that. No, it was just something that you
how
try.
How much lotion
like,
you put in? How many pumps?
I think two.
Just two?
I'm a dry rub guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that feels like. I wish I had a wiener.
It's not all that great.
Do.
Is it big enough? Does it look cool? Does it look nice? Do you
mine
have a
curve?
Would
be so big. I know. Thick. Thick.
Girth.
I'd be the girth master.
Oh. Yeah. I love it.
Anyways, well, I think it's been some time.
Yeah, it's been some time.
Well, it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Hold on one more time. So going back to the expectations, though, do you think it changes?
What?
For like men that like men about other men and women that like men and how they perceive men.
I don't know.
Like when you talk to your girlfriends, do you feel like there's a connect or do you feel like there's like do you ever sit down with a girl honestly like you gotta chill?
No, I'm wired the same way as a woman. Really? I think when it comes to the
but like
I'm high strung.
Well, it's not that. Like it's like do you realize? I don't want to say fuck unrealistic expectations because you're a man.
Wait.
Like, you go through the
same thing. I think we all have unrealistic expectations.
Quick question, because it's serious.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say you feel like a woman. Did you ever think you were a woman?
No.
Okay, what's the difference? Do you think...
Dangerous water.
Yeah.
So fuck it. Seven is the final episode.
You feel like a woman, you like men, but you don't want to be a woman.
No, because I'm a guy. I don't want to be a girl. I'm just a guy who likes guys, and I like being a guy. I'm glad I'm not a woman. I couldn't walk a mile in those Louis Vuitton heels. So, I'm just gay. Just gay.
Episode 7, just gay.
Just
they call me
Gage.
Oh, my best friend's Scout. Call me Gage.
That
I like
Gage. It. Let's French it out a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Gage.
This was fucking awesome.
This
I
was
loved
awesome.
This.
So much fun.
I love
best
this.
Podcast
thank
I've ever
coming.
Been on.
Thank
oh,
you so
thanks.
Much.
Our first.
We loved having you.
Yeah, our first guest. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you, guys.
Amazing. Thanks for joining. And this might be toxic. Yeah. Episode 7.
In the fucking books.
In
fuck yeah, guys.
The books. High five, everybody.
Yes, yeah. Y'all.
Let's do it again.
That was great.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's